rainfall triggered landslides are estimated to have caused over 32,000 deaths between 2007 and 2010 worldwide. This number is thought to be conservative, as many countries do not report landslide deaths. This year, reports of landslides in Switzerland, Sierra Leone, the Congo, India, Sichuan and China, Japan, Greenland, Guatemala and Bangladesh, to name just a few, have made it onto our Australian television channels. Predicting landslides is a challenge. Often, emergency management officials use a combination of geographic and climatological variables. These include the slope of the land, the amount of rainfall, the vegetation growing, and the use being made of the land. All of this information helps pinpoint where landslides are possible. Unfortunately, however, these variables are less accurate at predicting when a particular landslide might actually occur. Developed nations have better access than those less developed to remote sensing data such as topography and analytical techniques that allow them to concentrate on forecasting and relief efforts. In contrast, emergency managers in less developed countries tend to rely on historical and anecdotal evidence when deciding where to focus their efforts. As a result, less developed nations are often unable to respond effectively to landslide events. They are less able to limit loss of life and property. On 2000 February the 11th, the Space Shuttle Endeavour launched on a 10-day mission. Aboard was a radar that was used to obtain the most complete, near-global, high-resolution database of the Earth's topography. The mission was called SRTM-2, the second Shuttle Radar Topography mission. Using their results, scientists have been able to produce detailed and accurate digital elevation models of almost the entire world outside the polar regions. The models were of two resolutions. Not long after the shuttle landed, the mission maps for the whole world were released with a resolution of 90 meters. For the United States, data with a resolution of 30 meters was made available to emergency services and scientists. The rest of the world was denied access to the high-resolution 30-meter elevation models. This limited the shuttle's data usability to those outside the United States trying to understand natural processes and preparing for disasters. In 2014 September, the White House announced that they would release 30-meter resolution SRTM data for the entire globe. This allowed scientists at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, to begin to apply the data in the study of landslides in the African nations of Rwanda and Uganda. Landslides are common in those two countries due to steep topography, rainfall patterns, and loose soils. For example, in 2010, a landslide in the Mount Elgon region killed over 300 people. The Marshall scientists realized that precise mapping and a thorough investigation of landslide characteristics in the region will help disaster management officials implement preventative measures regarding rainfall-triggered landslides. The Marshall team used the recently released 30-meter shuttle radar data to derive a number of physical characteristics known to be correlated to the occurrence of landslides. These included elevation, slopes, planned curvature, distance from streams, distance from ridges, topographic wetness index, and terrain roughness. Using other sources, they looked at the distance from roads and the depths to the bedrock. Aerial photographs were used as well. With this information, a landslide susceptibility map was created. This map was then used to show landslide hazard zones. That is, how many people within a defined area would be affected by a landslide in that area. They found that over 16 million people are within 1 kilometre of a landslide-prone area. That's about one-third of the combined population of Rwanda and Uganda. Now, this is twice the number of people at risk than had been identified using the lower 90-metre resolution version of the shuttle radar. This enhanced utility strongly supports NASA's and Obama's decision to release worldwide 30-metre shuttle radar data. Applied worldwide, emergency managers are now able to more effectively allocate resources and help with mitigation efforts. Although it is not yet possible to predict the timing of a landslide with any substantial accuracy, use of the shuttle radar maps offer the potential for emergency managers to more effectively predict where landslides might occur. This, in turn, leads to more effective preparation and planning in landslide-prone regions.